Pasuk Lamed Dalet Vish Mashach Bakashas Lasumai. So Rashi said it was Naaman. Other Mefarshim in the Divra Yamim, Rashi there, the Mefarish says, how could it be Naaman? Who was Naaman shooting at? The Amainim weren't supposed to be, they weren't supposed to be shooting at us, at Klal Yisrael. So he says there was an Ish Yisrael who did it. It was a person from Klal Yisrael. The Kli Yakar has interesting chats to explain if it was Naaman, assuming like those Mefarshim was Naaman, why was Naaman the one that Hashem used? Why did Hashem use Naaman? Right, Naaman didn't do it willingly. It was Lesumai, right? He was just shooting for whatever reason, and the arrow ended up hitting Akav. Why did Hashem use Naaman as the one that's going to kill Achav? So he says an interesting thing to Kli Yakar. He says that that later on there's going to be a whole ma'aseh with Naaman and Elisha, and Naaman is going to end up being pirish from Avodah Zarah. He's going to be makir the Rabbeinu Shalom through Elisha, and he's going to be pirish from Avodah Zarah. Achav was the symbol of Avodah Zarah. So the lashon of the Kli Yakar is that Hashem wanted to give him a sad, a little bit of a help, that when it's going to come time for him to be purged from Avodah Zarah, he should have it in him to do it. How was it that he had it in him to do it? Because he was the one who killed Achav, who is the biggest symbol of Avodah Zarah. He didn't do it willingly. He didn't know he was doing it knowingly. But he was the one who ended up killing Achav, the biggest symbol of Avodah Zarah. So later on, when he needed his own willpower to be purged from Avodah Zarah, he had the kalim in him to do it, because he was the one who was mevatel Achav, who was the symbol of Avodah Zarah. That's the Kli Yakar says, an interesting shot, why Hashem used him. Yeah? Naaman. Later on. Oh, my, so later on with Elisha and Lacham.
After he's dead?
After Achav is dead. But Naaman's still alive. Naaman's a general. He's a general for Ammon. Now, so the pasuk said, "Vayakas Melech Yisrael ben Hazvakim ben Hashiryan," and he hit Melech Yisrael Achav between the Zvakim and the Shiryan. And the Mefarshim explain that the armor they used to wear was a body armor that had was made out of rings.
Rings,
like tied together rings. Because if you're going to just use a steel body piece of clothing, you won't be able to move, right? You want to have the metal, but you want to be able to maneuver yourself. So if it's all rings, you're able to move, because the rings move. Problem is that they're holes. It doesn't help you much. So on top of the holes went little, almost like scales of a fish, on top of it, that would block it. So that's, the shiryon is the rings, and the dvukim are the things you stick on top. Dvukim, dovuk, you stick it on top. These, the mitzvah says, like scales, you stick it on top, and it closes up those holes. So the arrow had to go in between the scales first, Ben HaDvakim. First, the outer covering was those pieces that look like scales. And then, even if you get through the scales, you got to get still into the hole of the rings. Uvein HaShirya. So this was really B'derech Neis. It was almost an impossibility that an arrow should make it through. Both coverings of the armor. But it went through, and he wasn't even mechavin to do it. So it went through and it hit him. Vayomer l'Rakavoy. So Achav tells to his driver, he was in a chariot, he was being pulled along. He tells his driver, Hapach Yotzko, turn around, Vayitzeinu min ha'machane, and take me out, ki achalesi, I don't feel well. His driver obviously did not realize he was hit, and no one else realized he was hit. Achav did not want to bring down the morale of Klal Yisrael in this war, that the king was actually hit. So therefore he said to his driver, just turn around, I'm not feeling so well, take me out of the machana, meaning out of this, the machana of the war, take me away from here. Vatale hamav hamachama bayemahu. And the war continued on that day. And Vatala means Kla Yisrael was winning, went up. Now, he went out of the battlefield, but he was still amongst the army. And it says he was standing there, Bamer Kava, in his chariot. The Mitzvah says that even though he was outside the Machane, he was Mischaze Lamed Bamer Kava Mul Aram. The war was going very well. If all of a sudden he collapses, or if he goes and takes sick leave, or whatever he's going to do, people are going to wonder what's happening. So he didn't want to be Taich the Mulchama itself. He couldn't move, but he moved himself a little bit farther back, and he still stood there. He still stood there in his Merkava, in his chariot, Noichach Aram, opposite Aram, while everyone was fighting. Vayomas Ba'erev. Vayomahu, the war continued during that day. In the evening, he finally died. Vayitzek dam ha-maka ochek ha-rocheb, and the dam, the blood from his maka, where he was hit, it went into the deep inner, so to speak, of the chariot. Meaning, he was standing there for so long with this wound, and the blood was flowing out of him, that eventually it went into all parts of the chariot. It didn't just get a little dirty, it went ochek, it went to the insides of it. Achav, in a final stance of gvura, stood there as, so to speak, he was mamish dying the whole day, and he stood there as if nothing was going on, so the morale of Klal Yisrael should not fall. Vayavar harina b'machane. Who? It seems to be a little praiseworthy, yeah. I mean, it seems pretty chashish. You know, at the end of the day, this wasn't a war he was supposed to be in. This is a war that he was dying in, and he died because the Navi said he's going to die, but Mitzad himself, he was acting like a king, and this is what a king should do. He should make sure that, you know, even with his last breath, to keep the morale of the troops up. So, anybody died. At the end, at night he died. Vayavar harina b'machane. The rina went out in the machane, kivay Hashem shemesh leimar, when the sun set. The rina said, ish al iroi v'ish al artzai. Now, pashup shat, rina is a cruise. Means the call went out. An announcement went out. What was the announcement? The announcement was that we should stop the war. Ishal Iroi v'Ishal Artzai. Let every man return to his city. Let every man return to his land. Since the king has died, the war is going to stop.
But it says he died after.
No, it says by Yom HaSvar.
Yeah, but I'm sorry.
He died already. And now at night, it's nighttime, he died, so the call went out to stop the war. This is a raya, says the Mefarshim, the Klal Yisrael were really winning the war the entire time. Because who's the one who has the ability to stop a war? Not the losing side, right? The winning side is the one who has the ability to call a ceasefire. So therefore, that's a raya, Klal Yisrael was winning the war, like the Navi said, that not one person of Klal Yisrael is going to die. That means they're going to win. Except for Achav. So, Klal Yisrael, the cruise went out, the call went out, Ishal Iroi v'Ishal Artzai, everyone should please go home. Now, Chazal tell us, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says as follows. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin brings this pasuk, Vayavar harina b'machane. So, the Gemara says, the Gemara has a question. It doesn't say Vayavar Rina Bamachana. It says Harina, the Rina, with the Hey Hayidiyah, as if there's a certain Rina we know about that now it went through the Machana. Which Rina is that? What existing Rina are we talking about? No, a little bit the opposite of that. So one, the Mandamar says, the answer the Gemara gives the Pasuk Mishlei, Ba'avoid Rishoyim Rina. That when Rishoyim are destroyed, it's very joyous. Says the Gemara, who is that referring to? What? Ba'avoid Rishoyim Rina. Pasuk Mishlei Yudal. Says the Gemara, Ba'avoid Achav ben Omri. That when Achav ben Omri is destroyed, he dies. Rina. It's a joyous time. So therefore, Vayavar Harina, that Rina that Shlomo HaMelech said years before in Mishlei, Ba'avay Rishayim Rina. And the Mefarshim say, his Kavana Beruach HaKadosh was an Achav. It's not a play that we say, we found a pasuk. He meant Achav. That Rina, which has been waiting to be sung since Shlomo HaMelech's days, Vayavar HaRina, that Rina went through the Machana, Ba'avayit Achav Ben Omri, because Achav Ben Omri was killed. The lashon of Rashi is V'haya ha'olam mitzapeh. We all knew this pasuk. Everyone knew Shlomo HaMelech. The world was waiting. Masai tavay harina. When are we going to be able to sing this song? When he was killed, Hutzkira harina b'fi ha'kol. Everyone started singing that Achav b'avoid Rishayim Rina. Now, ask the Gemara a very simple question. Since when is Hashem happy when Rishayim died? Something like that. So the Gemara says, is Hashem happy when Rishayim died? And the Gemara brings a couple of psukim that to prove this. One pasuk the Gemara brings that Hashem is not happy when Rishayim died. There's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that says when later on Yehoshaphat is going to go fight with the Ammonim, so it says B'tzeis lifnei hachalos, they were going out to war, V'aymrim haydu l'Hashem ki l'olam chasdei.
The what was it?
Later, Yehoshaphat was going out to fight against the Ammonim. Our Yehoshaphat from here was having a war with the Ammonim. So they went out and they were saying, "Haydu Hashem ki lo'olam chasdei." So the Gemara says, it sounds like they forgot a couple of words from the pasuk, right?
Exactly.
This is after David HaMelech. They knew Tehillim. Haydu Hashem, are you okay,
Taif? Of course. No, I was good, but then I go to
the day. That's very good. So Fred asked the Gemara, why doesn't it say Ki Taif? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy Bima Palosan Shel Rishayim. Even though it's Amayim and it's Goyim, and Klal Yisrael is going to win, and they're praising Hashem, Haydu LaHashem Ki Lo'olam Chasdei, but they've left out the words Ki Taif, and we'll see in a minute why Ki Taif. So they left out the words Ki Taif. How do we know Hashem is not happy when Rishayim die? Because what did the Malachi Asharis want to do when the Mitzrayim were drowning? They wanted to say Shira. What did Hashem say? Masiyade Taivim Bayam. So he didn't allow it. What? Masay Yodai Taivim Bayam. My handiwork is drowning, and you want to say Shira? So that's the Gemara's question. Hashem's not happy. Now, just as a side for the moment, why the words Ki Taiv were left out?
Because it's not good.
Maybe it's Hashem. We're praising Hashem. Well, what's the Ki Taiv? So the Marsha here says a very interesting thing, and he says, we have to understand something. What does it mean that Hashem is happy? Hashem really doesn't have emotions. What does the Gemara mean? Hashem is happy, he's not happy. What does that mean? So the Marsha says, when it says Simcha, when Hashem is happy, it means Ratzon. It means he wants this thing to happen. When we want something to happen, we're happy. So we use the lashon of Simcha, but Hashem has no emotions. But he has a rot sign, right? He wants certain things to happen and certain things not to happen. So the Gemara asks, is Hashem happy? The Gemara is asking, really, does Hashem have the rot sign that Rishayim should die? That's not true. Ki lo echpaitz b'mayis harasha, like you said, right? Hashem doesn't want it. His rot sign is he shouldn't die. He'd rather a rasha do tshuva. Says the Marsha, in Parshas Bereishis, what does it mean every time? Vayar Elokim ki toiv. Hashem saw it was good. What do you mean saw it was good? As if he didn't know what was going to happen? When we make something, we never know how it's going to turn out at the end, right? When it turns out, the cake turns out well, you see it's ki toiv, right? All the way through, You maybe have a rutzen for it to be kitai, but you really never know what's going to happen at the end. Hashem has a rutzen for something to happen, it happens. He wants to make R, it's R. He knows exactly. Vayar likim kitayv means he wants it to be kayam. You look, the Ramban over there goes through all those shinas. Kitayv is a lashon of Hashem wants it to remain this way. It's a lashon of kiyum. So therefore, when we want to show, in the times of Yishafat, they wanted to show that they're praising Hashem, but Hashem doesn't have the ratzon that it should be this way. Which words do they leave out? Kitayv. It's very good, says the Marsha. That's why they left out the words kitayv. Haidu Hashem, we're giving praise. Kitayv means that this is his real ratzon. One second. It's going to happen, and if they're starting up with us, we got to kill them. We have to fight with them. But to say it's ki tayv, this is Hashem's true ratzon, that this is the way things should be, we're going to leave out those words, because that we can't say. Hashem would rather the Amayim did start up with us and we wouldn't have to kill them. That bechira. It's not something we can't do anything about. So, but that's why, interesting, why they left out the words ki tayv. But that's the Gemara's question. Bavoy Rishoyim Rina, Achav dies, everyone's happy. Since when is the people Hashem happy? So the Gemara says a famous answer. Who einoisas? Hashem is not happy. Aval acherim meisis. But he makes it that other people could be happy. Meaning, Hashem's ratzon, he would rather have it, the Maral I think explains it this way, he would rather have it that the Russia would do tshuva. He'd rather have it, he didn't have to destroy it. So he himself is not happy. But what about all the people who suffer because of the Russia? Are they allowed to be happy? Yeah, we suffer from the Russia. True, ratzon Hashem would be, we'd rather if the Russia wasn't a Russia. And even if he was a Russia, we'd rather him do tshuva. But if he doesn't do it and we destroy him, so Hashem's ratzon is it shouldn't be that way. He's not happy. That's not his ratzon. That's not really what he wanted. It had to be, so it's happening. But we who suffered, we're allowed to be happy because now those Rishayim are not here anymore. So it's interesting, it comes out sort of over here that all of Klal Yisrael was very happy. The Rina, Babay Rishayim, Rina means Klal Yisrael. That means, when you look at the entire Malachim, we didn't see the whole Parsha of Achav so much, we really don't know clearly where the people stood with Achav. We so spoke about it a little bit, maybe they wouldn't have stood for his devil's plot, maybe they did stand for his devil's plot. But you see over here the Gemara is saying by Vayrishayim Rina, Achav was killed. There was Rina. Who was the Rina? Not Hashem. Rashi said, Uskara Harina Bifi Hakal. Everyone was happy. I mean, it seems the Klai still suffered from Achav. They realized that Achav wasn't the best for them and he wasn't doing much for them. And they were suffering from it, so that when he actually was killed, so there was a rina, there was a joy in the mouth of everyone. Yeah.
How come in Israel we always say that they we like take a little bit of wine
ever
cup because
you don't want to focus and call it the cup? It's not, but
we suffer from the same also.
So, yeah.
Why can't we be happy?
So why can't we be happy? So I didn't want to really go into it. It goes into a whole other parsha. We don't say shira. We don't say full halal a whole Pesach. Why not? Because Ma'isi Yodai Toivin B'yam V'atem Marmim Shira, this Gemara, right? You're going to say Shira? So we say Part Halo. What do you mean? We're allowed to say Shira. Right? Malachim maybe can't. Hashem doesn't want them to say. Maybe that's in his world up there. But we could say Shira. We said Az Yashir. How'd that happen? You get into problems. But one Mahalach the Mefarshim say is, because we find the Eskastira, and that is I didn't write it down, but some of Farshim say there's a difference between Bishas Baisa while it's happening and later on at a different time. Oz Yashir we said after they finished drowning. Maisa Yodei Toivim Bayam sounds like at the point when they were mamas drowning. Pesach, Bayamim Ahim Azman Azeh, it's the reenaction of that time. It's as if we're standing there watching it, so we can't say Shira B'Shas Maisa. So therefore, we'll take things out also because we're B'Tzar. It's all as if we're happening at that moment. That's how some say the chilek. Because you find David HaMelech did say, they asked, I didn't write it down, they asked the seer, David HaMelech did say Shira when a certain Rishayim got killed. So they, some say the difference between B'shat's Maisa when it's actually happening, like the Malachim, and that'll be the answer, how we said Shira and they did it. Right? So that'll be the same thing. Pesach, they say, is a bechina of we're actually reliving the entire. And that's why the whole second half of Pesach, we don't say full Hallel. It's really because of Shvi Shel Pesach, which you don't want to say Hallel because my say other time of Yom. What do you want to say Hallel? We said as Yashir, right? Why can't we say Hallel? We suffer. The answer is, if you're standing there watching it happen, you can't say Shira. But later on, you could. So therefore, it's as if we're standing there, B'shas Maisa. So it'll be the same thing with the Seder, the same idea. We're reliving the entire Mitzrayim experience. So Mamela, at this time, Hashem has this Bechina, that he is Bitzar, when it's Maisa other. So we have the same thing also. But at a later date, we'll say Shira. That's an idea has to be worked out, but that's the beginning of the thought. Okay. Now, there is a medrash in Parshas Korach that seems to say in Yonah the Yoma, and Tells they always say, if you say this week's Parsha till Tuesday, not that I'm a Telzer, but that you say, and when I say this week's Parsha I mean Lech Lecha, but in Tells they say till Tuesday, it really means Parshas Nayach. There used to be different Rosh Hashivas in Tells, I don't remember who's who, but some of them when they used to say on Sunday this week they meant Lech Lecha, and some of them they meant Nayach. You have to know who was talking to know which way it meant. But anyway, so it's still Monday is still Parshas Nayach for some people. So it says that Hashem was b'simcha gedayla b'shas damabel. So they ask Astira, our Gemara says Hashem's not happy, right? And here it says Hashem's very happy b'shas damabel. So the easiest way out is to machlaikas. You don't have to, just because the Gemara says here one way, you could have a machlaikas. A medrash and a Gemara could argue with each other. It's not a problem. But some of Farshim say, the Netziv wants to say, he says like this, the Gemara tells us in Brachas the famous story with the wife of Rav Meir, the people used to be Mitzarim, right? So he was davening they should die. So she told him, Itamu chataim v'loi chaitim, right? She said, you're supposed to daven that Avera should go away, not that the chaitim, the sinners, should be destroyed. So daven they should do tshuva. Ramirez had people in his neighborhood who used to be Mitzarim. So he was davening that they should die. They were Rishayim. So his wife told him, don't daven they should die, daven they should do tshuva. Because it says in the Pasuk, Yitamu chataim in aretz. Let the chataim, the Averas themselves, be annihilated from the world. Yitamu should be destroyed. Not the chaitim, the sinners. We want the Averas. So we people, we want them to live. We just want them to do tshuva. So he was mispal and they did tshuva. So one of the Mefarshim on that Gemara says that both chataim and chaitim are both people. Different types of people. Not like the Pashup Shat, the Averas and the person. There are some people who are chaitim. They are sinners, which means to say they are nikshal in averus. They get a taiva, they make a mistake, and they do an avera. They do an avera. They're chaitim. They do an action that's an avera. Then there are chataim. Chataim are people who are nishtarish b'chet. Who are they? They're a piece of chet. That's what they are. If you open them up and look inside them, you'll see chet. In and out. They're not people who did an Avera. The Avera is so entrenched in them, we don't call them sinners. They are sin themselves. They are Chataim. So, that's what she was telling him. Yitamu Chataim in Haaretz. V'loi Chaitim. There is a time you daven for people to die. Those only if they're the Chataim type of people. Those people aren't doing tshuva. Chaitim. People who are just chaitim, they were nitzel and averus, you don't daven for them to die, you daven for them, they should do tshuva. That's how one of the mefarshim in the Gemara learns. So says the Netziv, Hashem has simcha when chataim are destroyed, but not when chaitim are destroyed. So in the Mabul, they were nishtarish b'chet, they didn't do tshuva, so Hashem was very happy. When it says over here, Hashem is not happy, when sinners die, those are chaitim, not chatoim. So that is how one of the Netziv wants to answer the stira. It seems from some places Hashem is happy, and some places He's not happy. It depends who the sinners are. It's not, I don't know, I didn't see the Netziv inside, maybe I should go look at it before I say anything, but in our Gemara, where it says Hashem's not happy, it was the Mitzrayim, it was Achav, right? You have to know, I would think those are Chataim, not Chaitim. Right, those are the ones Hashem should be very happy about. Right? If a regular person does an aveira, Hashem's not happy if the person has to die from his death. So you have to fit in the mechanics of who we're talking about, but the idea is at least that there may be differences in who we're talking about when Hashem is yes happy or not happy if they end up getting their punishment. Okay, that is over here in Pasuk Lamed Vav, Vayavar Harina. So Pasuk Lamed Zayin says, Vayomas HaMelech, and the king died, we're just chazering it over, Vayovay Shimrein, so they brought him to Shimrein, Vayikbru es HaMelech v'Shimrein, and they buried him in Shimrein. Vayishtoif es HaRechem, now we have a problem here. One, Michayu's Nevuah was Niskayim, that Achav's going to die. But if you remember, Elio HaNavi also gave him a Nevuah after the story of Navais, and that was in the place where the dogs licked the blood of Navais, they're going to lick your blood. That hasn't happened yet. Achav is dead and he's buried. Now, where are the dogs? We missed the dogs. So Pasuk Lamechet says, Vayishtoi v'sarechev, and they washed out the rechev that was full of his blood, al berechas Shimrein, in the brook, in the washing place, in the pool of Shimrein. That's where they, in other words, it seems they took him in his rechev to Shimrein, and they buried him. He's buried. What do you do with the rechev? Take it to the car wash. You have to clean it out, right? It's full of blood. I don't know why there was... Okay, for whatever reason. So the blood bled out of him while he was alive. So there was nothing kura on it, I would guess. Vayalaiku haklavim esdamai. So they washed it out into the brecha, and the dogs licked his blood. Only what?
The only blood that needs to be buried is blood that came out after the person had already died.
Well, chayra. I mean, if a person bleeds, you don't have to bury his blood, right? Right? If a person bleeds on a tissue, right? You don't start burying the tissue. Right? Chayra. So, they licked the blood. V'azoinois rochatsu. And the zoinois washed themselves. And we'll see in a minute what this means. Kidvar Hashem Asher Diber. Exactly like the words of Hashem that He spoke. That Hashem said that it's going to happen. Now we mentioned this last couple times ago. And that was, where did the Navi say the dogs are going to lick his blood? Bimkaim, in that place. Where was that? Wasn't in Shimrein, it was in Israel. That was where Navi's Karim was. Shimrein was his capital. And here it says they were in Brechas Shimrein by Yalaiku Aklavin. So Rashi says here, and we said that at the time, V'oimer ani, Rashi has a question, he says, I say, Shesham Nerag Navas. You have to say that there Navas was killed. Even though the psukim sound like it was in Israel, you have to say somehow they brought him to Shimrein, to the capital, and he killed him there. Sharei Omar HaNavi Bimkoim HaShalak HaKlavim Ezdam Navis. Because the Navi said it. And if the Navi says it, and it says here, Kidvar Hashem, it must have happened. You have a problem, Shimrein, Israel? Well, must be it was in this Brecha was in the place where Navis was killed. Go figure it out yourself, says Rashi. In this place by Brecha Shimrein. You have to say, Navis, that's what Rashi says here. You have to say it. If not, the Navi's not coming true. The Radak goes in a long Arichas and he proves it can't be. It's not true. It's not the same place. Whichever way you turn it, it didn't happen in the same place. So says the Radak, Yisrael and Shimrein were not far from each other. And the Brecha, the brook, that flowed from Shimrein Where did it flow to? It flowed to Israel. So this red bloody water flowed down the stream until Israel. And guess who was waiting in Israel? The dogs. And they licked it up. L'kayim d'var Hashem. That in the place where Navi's blood was spilled, so too Achav's blood will be licked up by the dogs.
Who said that last thing you just said?
The Radak.
Oh, but he said it has to be a different place.
Right, it is a different place. So now he has a problem. How was the Nebu and Iskayim? Was Iskayim like that? The Kli Yoker says that if the dogs would lick it in the same place that it happened to Navais, the Bizayon for Achav would be very great. Everyone would see clearly that this was an Einish for that. Well, the Navi said that's going to happen. Obviously, he was deserving of it. Says the Kli Yoker, but if you remember, Achav did a little bit of tshuva. Wasn't just a great tshuva, but he did a little bit of tshuva. It was enough that although the Navi's words were going to come true, that the dogs were going to lick it, Hashem gave him a reprieve in the fact that it wasn't in the exact same place. And therefore, the Bizayon wasn't as great for Achav.
What?
We said he did a little bit of tshuva. He says, where was it? Well, earlier, right? Yan ki nichna mipanai, right? He was nichna, the pasuk says. Vayikra begada, vayotzaim, he fasted, right? He walked slowly. He did some type of tshuva, we said.
And he heard the
nevuah? He heard the nevuah from Eliyahu Hanavi, yeah. So that's the Kli Yoker says, that it's true, it didn't happen exactly because Hashem took away a drop of the punishment, the Bimkaim. And the last shot we said last time, the Rabbah says, Bimkaim doesn't mean in the physical place, it just means instead of, right? Because you did this, this will happen to you, not Bimkaim in the exact place that it happened. So then you don't have the kasha at all. Yeah? The Rabbah. It's not the Kli Yoker from Chumash. It's a different mefarish. I have it in the other room. I don't have it here. A different mefarish that he brings from Mishnah and brings in his own. When did he live? I don't know. A couple of years ago. It's not the same Achamish. But it's on. There's a Kli Yoker on it, yeah.
What
did Rabbag just said the word Bimkaim doesn't mean in the place. It means instead of.
Rabbag?
The Rabbag, yes. Okay. Now it also says here, Vahazoinais Rochatu, and the Zoinais washed themselves. What? Zoinais are ladies who are Mizana for a living. So the Mefarshim say over here, that, like the Mitzuda says, this was part of the Bizayon. Noshim hazoinos haroicha says b'mei abreicha rochatzu b'domai hamur v'mayim. The mitzvah stuff it says that the zoinos who wash themselves in that thing, they wash themselves in his blood. V'gamzel levoyis techashiv. That was also called a bizayin for him, that his blood was used to wash zoinos. Which part is the biggest part of the bizayin? The zoinos, the washing. I don't know exactly, but all the whole package deal seems to be part of the bizayin. Others say Zionist over here doesn't mean Zionist, it's from the Russian clay Zion. It means that they washed off his, excuse everything, they washed off his chariot, and the blood, and the dogs licked his blood. And they also washed off all the weapons. Well, they were cleaning up after the whole war. One of the things they washed there was the weapons. Why we have to know that, I have no idea. Could be. I mean, there was no cover for his dam. Could be. Okay. Now, the Yatzer Divrei Achav and the rest of all of Achav's things, words, stories, v'chol asher also, everything he did, uveis hashen asher bana, he built himself a palace made out of the tusks of elephants.
Whoa.
Rashi says, Shane DePil, who's the teeth of the elephant, the Chol Ha'arim Asher Bana, all the cities he built, Aleihem Ksuvim, al Sefer Dibra Yom Lamachi Yisrael. There was a Sefer of Dibra Yomim about the Machi Yisrael, and if you could go read over there the rest of the stories of Achav. Vayishkev Achav im Avaisav, Vayimloich Achazio B'nai Sachtav. Achazio B'nai was Mailech after him. Yeah?
Why does it always say Halohim, Akei Asher Yilach? I always wondered that.
So why does it say Halo like this? Yeah.
Well, I can't read it written.
Halayim Ksuvim. I don't know. It's a good question. I will have to look around. I don't know. Okay. Now, afterwards, his son Achazio took over Tachta. Now, what we're going to do now is skip till... We might come back to it, I'm not sure yet, but we have to really finish off here this story. We're not done. Because what was the Nebuah? Acha, what was Eliyahu's Nebuah? That Acha's going to die, and who else? And what? Who else? Right. Everyone. Ichrati la'achav mashtim bikir v'otir v'azib Yisrael. Hashem said, I'm going to destroy everyone. There won't be any descendants of Achav. Well, he has a son here, Achazio, right? So we really have to, we're not done really with this story, because the Nebuah has not been completed. Hashem, Yam ki nitna Achav, Hashem said, I won't bring it about in his days, but it has to happen. So we got to still figure out what's going on. So now if you turn to Malachim Beis, Aleph, and this is why, really, even though we're learning what? We're skipping. We might come back to it, but at the moment we're skipping it. This is why you can't just start Malachim Beis like we were supposed to start. You have to really start back here a little bit to know what's going on in the beginning of Malachim Beis. So, Achazio was, the Mefarshim say, was even worse than Achav. The truth is that last psukim in the Parakhav Bay says, Vayasaro Bene Hashem, he went to Derech Aviv, Uvederech Imai, Uvederech Yirava Benevat, Chut HaMeshulash. Vayachas is Hashem, Likei Yisrael, Kichol Asherosa Aviv. And the Mevarshim say he was really worse than Achav. Because Achav at the end, a little bit of tshuva. Achav, we could blame his wife, Izevel. Achazio was the product of Achav and Izevel, this whole house, without the tshuva. He can't blame his wife. He could blame his mother, but not his wife. She wasn't, but this is who he was brought up. He wasn't being convinced to do it. So Achazio was even worse than Achav, as bad as Achav was. So now the pasuk says, Vayivsha Moya pasuk Aleph in Malachim Beis. Vayivsha Moya b'Yisrael acharei Mois Achav. After Achav died, Moav decided to rebel against Klal Yisrael. Moav used to pay taxes to Klal Yisrael, and they never started up with Achav. They didn't start up with Achav. However, after Achav died, and one of the reasons is because Achazio was a bigger Rasha than him, so therefore, more people are going to start up with him. So therefore, Moav decided we're going to rebel against, we don't want to pay taxes anymore, we're going to rebel. Vayipsha Moav b'Yisrael acharei Mois Achav. And this is how Hashem is going to start bringing about the rest of the Nebuah. So what happens? Vayipol Achazio be'ad ha'sevocha ba'al yosei asher b'shoimrein vayocham. Achav lived in Shimron, and he had this type of skylight in his ceiling. It was part of a second, like an attic, it was in the aliyah, but somehow it let in a lot of light. This svacha is like the word svacha is used, Chazal talk about ladies used to wear these turbans that were, was like a net, like a netting. That's right. Like a netting is made. So the svacha is, it was a window, it was a hole in the roof that was like netting, meaning because it was able to let in light.
Like a lattice?
Like a lattice, yes. That was a better word. Thank you. Achazio is walking around up there, and what happens? He falls through. Vayachal, and he got sick. Rashi brings a second shot and he says, "Uvaloshin Ashkenaz Schwindelstieg," which means it was a winding staircase. Schwindel means to turn around, go around, Stieg are stairs, so it's a winding staircase. So it must have been a winding staircase to go upstairs without, and he fell off the bed and he fell over. There was no railing. There was a railing. Whatever it was, he fell off. So Rashi has two pshatim. Either it's a window or it's a staircase. He fell off and he got sick. Now, it was very clear that this was not a normal thing to happen. No one ever before fell off the stairs or fell through the ceiling. All of a sudden, Achazio becomes king, and all of a sudden he falls through. It was very clear this was Shalai Kederach HaTeva. It was Min HaShamayim to happen. And he got sick. So what happens? Vayishlach malachim, he sends messengers, Vayomer aleihem, Lechu dirshu b'val zevuv elehei Ekron. Go to Baal Zevuv, the god of Ekron, imechya mechol izeh, if I'm going to get better from this sickness. The Malbim says that Zevuv was for some reason Zevuv, which is a fly, he says, is a simon of Mavis. Is a simon of death, and therefore the priests of Baal Zvuv used to say who's going to live and who's going to die. They were the ones in charge of knowing about death. So therefore, Achazio wants to know if he's going to live or die. So he was Ivan of Aydizora. So he says, go to Baal Zvuv. He's the one in charge of these things, and find out if I'm going to live or not. Now, the Kliyaka brings down an interesting thing. He brings down from one of the Talmidei the Harizal, the Ramak, Ramosha Kordavai, right? Kordavara, right? Which was the time of Zvaira. So he says like this, what was this Baal Zvuv? Where did it come from, this Avay Dizara? You know where it came from?
No, but I remember the fly. It's funny, because we were Lord of the Flies.
We
took it from
the Florida the
Flood. Yeah. Well, about the islands of all each other. I'm going to read it in high school.
I guess I never had to read it. Okay, so where did it come from? Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Paroi.
Oh, yeah.
She was Ivan Abay Dezara. Right? One day, she comes into Shlomo, and she says, I'm in the middle of serving Abay Dezara, is there anything you would like to donate to the cause? So there was a fly near Shlomo HaMelech. So Bederech Bizayin, he said, here, take the fly. And she took the fly. And she made it into Avay Dezara. Because this was the fly that came from Shlomo HaMelech. And that is Baal Zevuv. Became, this is the fly. So I think the Ramak said, he learns from there how careful you have to be when you give things away. And he talks about giving away from a Suda's mitzvah. You have to know where and what you're giving things. Shlomo HaMelech did it b'derech b'zayin, and at the end of the day, it became a gan tzavay d'zara for d'ari d'aris, Baal Zevuv, because of his, so to speak, his lot, his joke, his b'zayin. Just an interesting tidbit of information. So he sends to Baal Zevuv. Meanwhile, Malach Hashem dibur al Eliyah HaTishbi. Malach Hashem speaks to Eliyah HaTishbi. Go and meet the messengers of the king of Shomron. And speak to them. There's no Hashem in Klal Yisrael and Elohim in Yisrael. You have to go to Baal Zvuv? Now, there's a double lashon over here. Hamibli means, is there not? Ain Elikim, is there not a Hashem? It's a double Lashem.
Is there not?
Right. So what's this? Now you have it in Chomish too, right? Where? Hamibli ain kvarim imidraim lekaftan alamas v'amid. First, Farshim talk over there, what's that Mibli ain? So it seems to be they go together. But the Kleyaka says a very cute chat. He says as follows. He says like this. He says, he was telling Achav, or the Hashem told him, tell the Malachim, and that's why I read it Ein Elohim the first time around, because I had this shot in my mind. He says like this, where were they going? Where's Ekron? Is that in Eretz Yisrael?
It's in
Plishti. It's outside Eretz Yisrael. So he was telling him, I don't understand you. You're an Ivan Avay Zazara. Hamibli, are there not Ein Elohim be Yisrael? There's no other Ein Elohims in Klal Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael. There's no, and Avay Dezara is an Ein Elohim. It means it doesn't have any power, right? It's not a god. It's a not god. Ein Elohim means it has no kayach. So he was telling him, you have to run to the Avodah Zarah and Chutz Laretz. Hamebli Ein Elohim B'Yisrael. It goes together. Are there no Ein Elohims in Eretz Yisrael that you have to run to Chutz Laretz and Avodah Zarah? Even if you're not even Avodah Zarah, you have some in your backyard. What do you need to run to the Ein Elohim in Ekron? Deal with, talk to the Ein Elohim in your backyard. Which means he was just telling him, B'derech Leitzonis. You have to run around. Your Avodah Zarah is not here. You got to run to Plishti. There's not enough Avodah Zarah is here you can talk to. That's the way, again, it's not the Pasuk Shad. The Pasuk Shad is Hamibli Ein Elohim. Is there no Hashem that you have to run to Avodah Zarah? But it's a cube shot. Hamibli Ein Elohim. Are there no Ein Elohims in Eretz Yisrael that you have to run to Chutz Laretz? The way the Targum says, his lashon is Hala Eloika Kayim. There's a God that's alive. The Shchinte Sharia be Yisrael. His Shchina is being Shiren Kla Yisrael. Why do you have to run to an Avodah Zarah? Which means to say, there's always a time on anyone who runs to Avodah Zarah. But let's say there's a time when the Shchina is not Shiren Kla Yisrael. So you'll say, I have nowhere else to go. There's no Navi, there's no Ruach HaKadosh. So I have to go to Avodah. It's not a taina really. But there's an excuse. But what happens when there are Nevi'im? When the Shechina is Shiren Kla Yisrael. And not only do you ignore that, you go to an Avodah Zarah. That's even a bigger taina. So that's what he was telling him. Hamibli Ein Elohim B'Yisrael. Is Hashem Shechina not being Shiren Kla Yisrael? Hashem Shechina is Shiren Kla Yisrael. There's Nevi'im. I'm a Navi. There's a tons of Nevi'im around. What are you running to an Avodah Zarah? It makes the taina bigger when the Shechina is Shiren Kla Yisrael. Now one last thing, and that is, his name is Eliyahu. What's this Eliyah? Right? Yeah? Right, so Chazal say there are five places that Eliyahu's name is written without a vav, and five places Yaakov's name is written with a vav. Chazal. What? Because it says Yaakov took a mashkin from, he took collateral from Eliyahu HaNavi to make sure that Eliyahu is going to bring the Geula. Right, when you want to ensure something's going to happen, you take something, right, someone, you want to make sure someone's going to pay you back, you take something from him, he wants it back enough, he'll pay you. So he took five vavs from him as collateral to ensure that Eliyahu should bring the Geula. Now why, the Maral says, why vav? So he says, because when you make a deal with someone, you shake their hand, right? A vav is like fingers. How many fingers in a hand? Five. So he took five vavs. It was as if he was shaking his hand. He took, that was the deal that he was making with him. However, in the beginning of Parshas Yisroi, Rashi says Yisroi had seven names. Two of those names were Yisroi and Yeser. Right? Now Yeser is just Yisroi without a vav. Rashi says it was a different name. The Ramban says it's not true. Yisroi and Yeser are the same vavs. Kach hi, the Ramban. Kach hi derech hamikra, says the Ramban. That is the way of the psukim, that sometimes it leaves off the vav at the end of the name. Like Eliyahu and Eliyah. Sometimes it leaves off the vav. Like Yirmiyahu and Yirmiyah. And others. Chizkiyahu and Chizkiyah. There are others. Says the Ramban, Yisroi and Yeser are the same name. So sometimes Yeser Chaisdai is Yisroi without the vav. So the Ramban is saying that it's not a big deal. You still have to, you need to come onto Chazal. Why some places yes, why some places not, what's the number. But the Ramban's saying you don't have to be so nispal for some reason, kach derech hamikra. Obviously Rashi's not going to hold this Eliyahu is not Eliyahu, but it seems to be a different name. It's not Eliyahu. The Ramban's saying it's really the same name. Now you want to know why? Kach derech hamikra, he doesn't really go into it. Yeah? I'm not sure. There must be someone make a cheshbon why where the five places are and why there. But offhand, I don't know. Okay, we will stop here. Okay.